I've heard tell of this kid, a senior from Easton High School, who would don sunglasses and hold a microphone stand at a 60-degree angle. And when he began to sing, everyone looked around to see if Elvis was still in the building. Now, I don't know if the story is true or not, but I am sure our next guest equals the voice impersonation of Elvis Presley. He's also an actor, a director, a writer, and co-founder of one of the Valley's newest theater companies, the Easton Theater Co-op. In addition to stepping into the limelight in Easton, he has graced the stages of most theaters of the Lehigh Valley, notably his Pennsylvania Playhouse portrayal of the temperate attorney in To Kill a Mockingbird, which I proudly directed. He sings, he dances, he administrates, and he plays comedy and drama with a fine-tuned talent. Our guest tonight is a good friend and a fine artist. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon WDIY 88.1 in Allentown, and I remain George Miller. Along with my wife and co-host, Kate Scuffle, we chat today with the president of the Easton Theater Co-op, Jim Vivian. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you, George. Thank you, Kate. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you here as well. So is that true? You don't really dance? Is that?
I don't dance. I'm sorry. I mean, I can dance if given lots of instruction, and it's not very complicated, but it's not one of my fortes.
Which is interesting because actually we'll talk a little bit about this as we go along. The Easton Theater Co-op is relatively young.
Yes.
2 years. And a lot of the performances have been cabaret-centric, which you've directed, so you're comfortable having other people dance for you.
That is correct. I am very comfortable having other people dance, not myself.
I should mention that next time.
And what was the impulse for the Easton Theater Co-op? How did it come about? Why?
Well, I was born and raised in Easton, grew up in Palmer Township. And when I was a young guy, I was involved in school theater, drama classes, and so forth. And then afterwards, I was involved with the old Chansonettes Theater Group.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I did a lot of the plays, the musicals that they did at Easton High School in the 70s and the early 80s. I also went to Northampton Community College and did a lot of plays there directed by Norm Roberts. Hmm. And then I branched out a little bit, Pennsylvania Playhouse, some other theaters. And then over the years, Chansonettes slowly kind of faded away. Mm-hmm. And so I was always thinking, and this was now in the 2000s, boy, you know, somebody should bring theater back to Easton. And I'd talk to my theater buddies, and they'd say, well, that should be you, Jim. And then I said, well, it's not the right time. It's a lot of work, and da-da-da-da. And then finally, I retired early, thankfully. Mm-hmm. And it had been in my mind. And I did a show at the Pennsylvania Playhouse called White Christmas. That was in 2015. And I got close with some very good actors in that show. And we talked about it. And I had been talking about some other actors beforehand. But we had such a good time in that show. It was such a great cast. And the shenanigans that went on backstage every night. It was just so much fun. So by the time the show was over, we were all so depressed
because it was over.
The theater family was, you know, just dissolved. You know how that works. But it was, we did 9 shows. They were all sold out, and they added 2 more, and they were sold out. And we just didn't want it to end. And that really gave me the impetus from that show, getting so close with some of the people in that show, to get off my butt and bring some theater back to the city of Easton, my hometown. So right after the holidays, I got some folks together at my house, and we just snowballed the idea, and I talked about things I would like to do, and I wanted to know what their ideas were and so forth. And I specifically asked some folks who were from Easton and involved in the Easton community, because mm-hmm. this was an investment in the Easton arts community mm-hmm. that had been really prospering in the recent years. I mean, you know about the downtown Easton restaurants and the art festivals,
yes, yeah,
and yada, yada, yada. So it just seemed like, boy, you know, now is the right time to do it.
And it's, I see that, I mean, you're a 501c3. It was, I mean,
correct,
this is serious. You're serious
nonprofit
about this, and
yep,
very organized. And with the Easton arts community, I'm sure, welcoming or pleased to have. I mean, it's been a missing piece, absolutely, of this renaissance.
They're very welcoming.
Yeah.
And more welcoming than I actually imagined. I mean, you start off, you guys know, you start off with a theater. You have no money. You have no theater. You have no audience. you have no play because you have no money for royalties.
Right.
So what we did, because a lot of my friends were musically theater oriented. So I said, well, let's do a cabaret. Let me see if I can find a place. I thought of the Pomfret Club just because in downtown Easton, because it's old, historic, and has a big space, and it's kind of elegant. So I approached them with the idea, and they were like all for it. So I got together some of my best singer theater buds, and I was really lucky to get Lucille Kincaid, music director,
because
she lives in Easton.
Yes.
So she was, hey, come to my house and practice, and just opened her house and her arms to our theater group. So, and she's one of the best music directors there are many, but she's one of the best in the Valley. And we did a show, a cabaret show at the Pomfret Club, and we sold out. It was our first venture.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was hoping that, you know, we get, you know, half a house or so, but you know, we had to turn people away.
Wow.
And from there, it just kind of snowballed into our fall play production that we did.
In retrospect, I would like to inject this into our discussion about Easton. I can speak relatively sanely about it because I lived there for many years. I worked up on the south side at the GAF Corporation, and I was a part of a couple of theater groups there. One was called the EP Players, the Easton Phillipsburg Players, and that happened in the late 60s. And they kind of faded away. And Chansonnette Theater, of course, was always there with doing two or three musicals a year. And I recall very fondly Edward Cooper and Mel Bagheer and Gene McClay, who I understand was one of your teachers.
Gene McClay was my drama teacher in high school.
Yep. Oh, yes. Yep. Okay. So the theater scene in Easton had not been powerful, but it has always been there to some extent. But recently it has just kind of faded away, and I'm so glad that you and your group are performing there.
Well, it's interesting with the response to the cabaret. I remember seeing pictures. You had some beautiful shots done for the Pomfret shows, beautiful costuming. I mean, it looked really elegant and professional right from the get-go.
Thanks. I pride myself on detail.
Uh-huh.
And when we did our promo shots for it, I got a photographer, Lori Colasito.
Yes.
And she's fabulous. And I showed her pictures from Vanity Fair.
Okay.
And I said, this is what I want to do. And I have a place, but we're all going to dress up. It's going to be very elegant. And I want you to capture a whole cafe society kind of atmosphere. And
they were gorgeous.
Blew me away with her photos. I'm like, oh my God, these are far beyond my expectations. And I think that kind of photo just kind of set the tone with, hey, we're serious.
Exactly.
We know what we're doing.
Right.
And in fact, someone commented on the picture. I didn't know who she was. I posted it on Facebook. She said, when I look at this picture, I want to join your group.
Beautiful.
And I thought, yes, perfect.
They're very evocative, beautifully shot, and Lori's work is wonderful.
It is.
Yeah. And so then the fall, when you refer to the autumn pieces, this past October, you did some non-cabaret pieces at the Third Street Alliance, is that?
Yes. Third Street Alliance is the old YWCA in downtown Easton, so it's this big old mansion building with some additions built onto it. And that's a shelter for women and children and an education center. And they have an old stage in a gym. You have to pull the curtain shut yourself. There's no lights on the front, so you got to bring your own.
Okay.
There's no wings. There's no dressing rooms. There's none of that stuff. But it's a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a show there, giving some of the proceeds to the shelter, the Women and Children's Shelter, which was nice. And so since we didn't have a whole lot of money yet, we did some short plays that were in public domain. And I wrote a piece for the second act called The Von Trump Family Cabaret. It was because it was election time. So
right.
I thought, I had actually been working on it for some time. And the one thing I was worried about is a Maria. I have to get a Maria who's able to do kind of like a Julie Andrews thing and can sing and dance and also has expert comedy skills. And then our board secretary, Chrissy Check, you know, when she said she would – joined our group at the beginning, I thought, there she is.
Yes.
There's my Maria. I can do this. I can finish the writing. And it kind of evolved, and I got other people's input, and we changed the jokes along the way. And Trump, of course, kept making outrageous statements in the press so that they quickly got included in the show. And it turned out to be very successful. We did very well, four performances, and people laughed a lot. So it was all good. All good.
It's great to see new work being done so quickly, too. I mean, that's exciting.
It was very exciting. I had never written anything that big. It was only about a 40-minute piece, so it wasn't like a two-act musical. And I stole songs from and wrote my own lyrics and so forth. And I played Georg von Trump, Captain von Trump. So I did a little Trump imitation in the middle of the show to please the audience.
Isn't it great when you kind of create something and it comes alive with actors? I mean, the actors bring a lot to it as well.
You write stuff and you think, wow, this is pretty funny. Then the actor gets a hold of it and it's, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look at this thing take off. Holy smokes. I didn't think that would go in that direction. But yes, that's perfect. God bless the actor.
Incidentally, I'm going to test your memory on mine as well. Can we name some of these people? You just mentioned Chrissy Check.
Yes.
And I know Sherilyn Jones, Beth Hoppus, Tricia Bowman, Tom Mazur, and Steve Schmidt, and a couple other.
Steve Schmidt folks. And Chrissy Check are board members.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. Amanda Pascali is also a board member. And she's been, for this past year, she's been the music director for the cabarets.
Okay.
She was a great addition.
Right, right. And I think Andrea Cartagena.
Andrea Cartagena, yes.
Yeah, Andrea. Yeah.
She's
tomatoes, tomatoes.
She's one of the more famous cabaret performers in the valley, but mm-hmm. she lives in Easton,
yes,
so I know I could get her, and I did.
Isn't that funny how some people who live in Allentown, Easton, I don't want to go to Australia. I just want to stay in Allentown.
Right.
There's always been that sense of Easton is so far away. We have good friends, Drs. Paul Schluter and his wife,
June,
and we rarely get there. And he says, and when we do, he'll say something like, wow, you came all the way from Allentown just to see.
So far.
Why that is, I don't know.
I don't know either.
We were talking a little bit before the show, though. One of the things that's interesting to watch is, I know I moved to the area in the late 80s when Allentown was starting to struggle. Hess's department store was in its last days. And a lot of our downtowns in the East Coast have gone through phases and reimagining themselves, recreating themselves. And it feels like that energy is kind of coming up in a whole different way now again. And Easton just seems to have this incredible buzz right now.
It really does.
Yeah. I mean,
in the 80s and even the 90s, you didn't want to go downtown Easton. There's nothing going on there. Mm-hmm. A couple bars, mm-hmm. maybe one or two restaurants. But now it's amazing, the transformation. I mean, if you had left in the 80s and come back now, you wouldn't recognize the town.
Wouldn't know it.
The art festivals that go on and that we take part in, like Easton Heritage Day, right. The Riverside Festival of the Arts. We're connected now with the city and the Easton Main Street Initiative. Mm-hmm. And we owe a lot to Stephen Schmidt, member of our board. And he's very connected and volunteers with the all the Easton arts festivals and so forth.
So things seem to be... cyclical, I think.
Cyclical.
One
of those.
With time, I think it happens. I remember back in the late 60s, there was an Easton's Farmers Market that was very, very important to the community.
Sure.
And then it kind of died away. And now, again, there's a different Easton Farmers Market, but it's
still brings that energy.
It still brings that energy to the force.
And the restaurants and the arts and the galleries. And
it's a whole transformation. And they're keeping it as historic as they can because they want to keep when the new restaurant comes in, they try to make it fit in with the historic buildings that are already existing. So it's good stuff.
We are going to talk more about some things and about Easton Theater Co-op in just a moment, but we shall return in just moments to hear more of theater memories, if you will, and an upcoming surprise maybe from the newest theater ensemble, the Easton Theater Co-op. We'll be right back.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Baum School of Art, 510 Linden Street, Allentown, enriching lives through arts education for the past 90 years. Classes in art, design, and fashion for children, teens, and adults. For more information, baumschool.org or 610-433-0032.
You're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon, WDIY 88.1 in Allentown, and we are chatting with the president of the Easton Theater Co-op, actor, director, and playwright, Jim Vivian. Jim, it's really wonderful to hear that this group is going so strongly in Easton, but could you possibly visit Allentown?
Not so far.
It is.
Well, actually, you're also on, you're on the board of the Pennsylvania Playhouse.
I am on the board of the Playhouse there, and so I'm. It's kind of strange to be on two boards, two theater companies, but I think there's a place in the Lehigh Valley for the big theaters like the Pennsylvania Playhouse and the Civic Theater for them to do their thing, the big musical productions and some of the more demanding plays with sets and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then there's a place for these little theater companies who will do something maybe a little bit more obscure, not well-known kind of plays that have a social statement kind of thing where they can get away with taking a risk because they don't have a building to support. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah. No, it's interesting. I mean, I think one of the things that I think of when I think of a really buzzy, again, kind of thriving urban cool scene is the small jazz club, you know, the small theater, the like you said, something a little edgy, a little new, a little whatever, and all of this kind of coexisting and percolating. Mm. It feeds each other. It feeds, you know, it feeds the whole community.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think there's so much, not just theater arts going on in the Valley right now, but just so much arts. That for the audience member, it's I have so many choices tonight where I can go. I mean, it's a little tough for the theater sometimes because like a little more competition. Well, that means that you have to make wiser choices about your productions, get people in there.
And the Easton Theater Co-op has been with the Easton Out Loud as well as the Easton Riverside Festival, the Arts, etc. Right? You've been interacting with the community and community events as well.
Yes, one of the things we just started doing is working with Easton Out Loud. And Easton Out Loud is the fourth Friday of every month, I believe, in the early evening. And what Stephen Schmid did with some of our players is he had he did this little experiment where he had the players doing monologues and he was directing them in front of an audience. And then they would come back and do them again once they had worked on them, and then the audience would kind of like clap if they thought they did better, or what, at one point there were people yelling suggestions.
That's great.
It was a real fun thing. And we're going to do more of those kinds of things just to get our name out and just to get the people aware that, hey, there's a little theater company here and we're doing some interesting stuff. Check us out.
So you are performing regularly in Easton, and you have a plan for the upcoming year. But do you also do private bookings? Did I read that somewhere?
Yes, the cabarets really took off. Once we did the first cabaret at the Pomfret Club, right after that, we got a call to do another cabaret for a private gig, and it wasn't until actually this past couple months. And so this past, I'd say, August, September, October, we had a cabaret going on every couple weeks. And right now it's like I need to take a breather. I retired. Now I have a full-time job and I don't get paid for it.
Welcome.
But it's all good. I mean, I can throw people together pretty quickly because of really nice talent of singers, and we can throw up a cabaret. And when I say cabaret, somebody who posted on our website described it beautifully. Just said it was like a New York supper club that I went to. And because we include some comedy and there's a little dance and we sing comedy songs, we sing some serious songs. I'm always the classic Broadway guy.
Yeah,
I'll sing a song from South Pacific or Camelot, and then somebody else will sing a song from something more modern or some kind of off-Broadway show that you might not know. So there's a good mix.
Right.
And it's great to see people. Some people will be sitting out the audience and they'll be mouthing the words as we sing.
Great.
So you're planning to do something in the spring, as well as the cabaret, you're meeting to discuss selecting a spring play, and that would be a straightforward, non-musical piece.
Right. Last spring, we did a play called Kimberly Akimbo, which was written by David Lindsay Abaire, who won a Pulitzer Prize for The Rabbit Hole, I believe. And that was a play about – it was a really interesting play, and it wasn't a play that a bigger theater company was going to do, like a Playhouse or a Civic Theater was going to do. It was a very small play with a few people, and it was very edgy and kind of dark comedy kind of stuff going on. But it was very well received. I was just, all of us were just overwhelmed with the response, the support that we got from the Easton community. So we're going to pick something for the spring again. We thought we'd do something in the fall, but the cabarets like took off. And there's only so many of us. Sure. So it was just kind of overwhelming. But we'll get back into the Third Street Alliance this spring with another interesting play, which we'll be picking soon.
Interesting. And David Lindsay Abaire's work is really smart, too. Really smart, yes. Funny, and yeah.
Very funny.
Kind of delicious. And we were talking about this a little bit earlier, too. It's there's the board. There's the kind of the nucleus of the group that started the Easton Theater Co-op. But it's fluid. It's open to the public. People
yes.
can contact the co-op if they're interested in auditioning for the cabarets or for the work.
Right. Yeah, you can go on our website. You can contact me and ask about performing for the right. cabaret or auditioning for the cabaret. Right. And then, of course, we'll post auditions for our play coming up in the spring. And we don't want to use the same actors all the time. And we don't want to use board members all the time because that's not a community theater.
Right.
And we also, the board, people involved the board and some of our regulars also do other shows in other theater groups.
In other valleys, in the valley, yeah. Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of familiar faces, a lot of the best familiar faces, great performers.
I only like the best.
And it's interesting, we've talked to Hollis Ashby from the Williams Center from Lafayette before here on the show, who brings in wonderful work. But again, that's been touring work that's been coming in. It's just wonderful to see this work being created right in Easton with mm-hmm. Easton artists.
I think people will be surprised to come see our shows. They might think, oh, it's just a bunch of local yokels and they're putting on a play and they're just having fun with it. No, it's much more than that. And you folks put on some really good theater when you do the small shows that
right.
in a small space, and maybe there's not 250 people there.
Right.
But the people who come are very impressed with the work. And I think that's the most important thing. We're a nonprofit theater company, and yeah, we want to make money, but we're doing this because we love it.
Right.
We can't be all things to all people, so we may not choose the play that everyone loves, but we're theater. Mm-hmm. We're theater freaks. Mm-hmm. We're theater geeks. We're theater nerds. It's in our blood. You got to hit us over the head to make us stop.
And when we all meet and get together, there's no stopping us.
No, there isn't.
I think that, too, as I get older, and I can't believe I'm saying that, and I watch us all on our screens all the time and the phones, and I'm, I do it. I've got my iPad and the phone, and I feel like the intimate, the smaller space, the cabaret, the 50-seat theater is almost more powerful, more exciting to be part of for the audience now because of that intimacy.
Sure.
And passionate people performing.
You're right up close.
There's nothing like it.
Right there in your face.
Yeah. It's what we don't get enough of.
Quick story I was going to tell George,
please, if I
have time. We were talking about little theater companies that popped up in Easton and just kind of came and went. When I was 18 years old, I did a play at the old Jewish Community Center that is no longer there. Mm-hmm. And a fellow was in high school with me a couple years older. His name was David Zippel. And he called me up because I was in school with his same class with his sister. And he said, hey, I'm doing the apple tree at the Jewish Community Center. Would you play Adam? And I said, sure. I didn't know what it was. And I didn't know that David Zippel will go on to win a Tony Award for a Broadway show as a lyricist and an Academy Award for writing lyrics for a Disney movie or any of that stuff.
Right.
I just thought, this will be fun and then it'll be done and I'll...
Oddly that you say that. The first time I directed locally after being away for a while was at Pennsylvania Playhouse. And the set designer was Santo Lacuasto.
Oh, sure.
A name that doesn't mean anything to anybody except theater people. He's a fine set designer and designer for film for Woody Allen.
Right.
Hmm. Isn't that strange how these things do come together?
Easton.
Yes.
Born in Easton.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so everything really comes around. The greatest thing I think that we have to hand you is to get a couple people together and be so passionate about theater in doing an entertainment that meets all requirements for all people.
Yeah, and I do have to plug The Happy Elf coming up at the Pennsylvania Playhouse.
That's right, that's right. That's
December 3rd. It's a great family show, musical, directed by Bill Mutimer, and Lucille Kincaid is the music director. So please bring your family out to that. And then next summer, I'm directing Crazy for You at the Playhouse.
Very good. And then I'm not supposed to tell anybody this, but I'm directing at the Playhouse as well.
You are.
Fox in the Fairway.
But you need tap dancers, right? Are we putting
out
the call?
I need tap dancers for Crazy for You. So get out your tap shoes, babies.
30 seconds. Well, that's great. Thank you for joining us today. We are very appreciative of your talents, and we support you and your theater company in many, many ways.
The Easton Theater Co-op.
Yes.
Thank you so much, George.
Special thanks to our engineer, Steve Aronson, a very ardent theater goer who continues his support of theater in the Lehigh Valley, and for always refining our vocal qualities by way of the radio soundboard magic, and especially for his ability to make us feel right at home here at WDIY. Thanks, Uncle Stevie.
You're quite welcome.